Now, a word about something that's on this weekend. If you're anywhere near West Cork, the Baltimore Wooden Boat Festival started this evening and continues until Sunday evening. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the pontoon at the West Cork Hotel in Skibbereen, we'll see the start of a rowing race to Baltimore. And then there will be sailing both Saturday and Sunday. The festival celebrates a wealth of local boat designs, including lobster boats, mackerel boats, leisure craft, trading catches and ocean-going crafts. Many were designed for working inshore around the area, and the festival also has many visiting boats every year, including Bristol Channel Cutters, the famous Glowtogue from Crosshaven on Fualan, which has been there every year since 2002, and of course the AK Island, rebuilt locally after spending many, many years in the Falklands. And then, also tomorrow, there's a unique competition on the pier in Baltimore. You can enter a team to build a boat in a day. Anyone can form a team, join in the Carberry Challenge, as they call it. You build a boat in a day, you put it on the water, and if it floats, you have a chance of winning. But if you're a bit more serious about getting afloat this summer, you might be looking around at some chandlers and suppliers. Recently, at the Skipper Show in Galway, I met Brian O'Sullivan of O'Sullivan Marine in Tralee. He told me about his company and the type of engines he's selling.
Well, I guess we're a family company, even though I'm the only one in the family left in the business. But we were established back in the late 60s, early 70s. So now we're here 50-odd years later and still going strong.
We're here at the Skipper Show. It's quite an event, isn't it?
It's different. It's very much geared towards the commercial side. Everything from lobster pots to nets to fishing boats to outboards, inboard diesel, and so very vast array of product. But as I say, gear for the commercial fishermen more so than the recreational person.
Because if you go to what we call a normal boat show, there's stuff here that I've never seen before that you wouldn't find in places like that.
It's completely different from what we would term a normal boat show, yeah. This is very much gear for the commercial guys.
Now, what do you do in O'Sullivan's Marine?
Oh, I guess really a bit of everything. That's how we survive, because we do Shannerly, which is hardware, really, marine hardware, outboard motors, inboard diesel engines, boats, trailers, so huge selection of product.
You've got a whole range of outboard engines here. Just tell me about those.
Yeah, they range from the little one at the end, which is 2.5 horsepower, priced at €699. Right, the biggest one here at the show that we have is only 15 horsepower, priced at about 2,500, but they go right up to actually 400 horsepower these days.
Yeah, if you had a rib, you'd probably have something 60, 70, 80 horsepower. Yeah,
the average for a rib in this country is probably between 50 and 150.
Big price difference between the two.
Yeah, massive. You were talking about three times the price when you go up to that level.
Yeah, so let's talk about the smallest one you have here, 2.5 horsepower. What would you use that for?
Usually for a tender to go from we'd say the shore, the slip out to a bigger boat, or on a lake or river if you just want to pot around, for example, with the kids or family, put on a small little inflatable or small plastic boat and pot it away at your leisure.
If you have your ordinary type open wooden fishing boat for a lake, what size do you need?
Usually we'd say the likes of Killarney lakes would be 6 horsepower, other lakes would be maximum 10 horsepower, so that's the average in this country is probably 10 or 15 horsepower.
And are they portable? Can I lift one of those?
Well, one of the issues we have at the moment is that two strokes aren't for sale to the recreational owner because of EU regulations, and they're by far lighter than the four-stroke engines. So horsepower for horsepower, four-stroke is probably 20 to 30% heavier. So when you get to the likes of 10 horsepower, it's largely unmanageable.
You need to put it on a wheelie, a
little outboard trolley, yeah.
What are people looking at here today when they come to you?
It's a cross-section. We have a few boats outside on trailers. We have outboard motors inside here. We have a range of Shannerly as well. So we do a kind of a cross-section of everything from life belts to bilge pumps to fenders to boat hooks. So, again, cross-section.
Let's just talk about the boats you have. This white one here?
The white one out there is a 19-footer, which we built in Tralee. The red one is a rescue boat, which is made in Holland, but we bring them into the country.
The white one, built in Tralee, it's a very big fiberglass boat. What would you use that for?
That's usually used for commercial fishing, inshore potting, which is why we brought it to this particular show. But it's also used as a safety boat. That particular one is sold and going to Dublin after this weekend as a rescue boat in a yacht club.
If I have lobster pots, I could set myself up with something like this.
Yeah, your pot holders are here next to the boat, so you can install those into the boat. Put in a power pack, and drive it from the battery operators, basically within the boat itself. So one or two man operation.
Okay, so you have your outboard engine as well. Yeah. How much would it cost me from scratch to get out on something like that?
From scratch, you're looking at about 15,000. Boat, engine, trailer, pothauler, and a bilge pump.
Is it possible then to get a license, or do you need a license? Do you have pots?
We're getting more and more regulated in every sphere of life, including potting.
I think you can have three pots without a license.
Yeah, and I think that might be changing in a few years, but currently that is the practice, yeah.
Are there many people doing that?
There are quite a few, and they might have more than three pots, but...
Brian O'Sullivan of O'Sullivan Marine in Tralee.